The differences in this party come in the following manner. The very founding group of this party at the moment is completely fresh and free from any existing political legacy. So it's a completely unbiased and free and open-minded kind of an organization from the very start that it is.
Okay.
And second thing is the way that the party wants to function further is in the following way. Ultimately, the interests of the nation are above anything else. Now, that doesn't seem to be the approach when you look at the existing political parties. At some level or the other, there is a compromise between the interests of the nation vis-a-vis the interests of the party. So if somebody would want to go all out open in globalizing your economy and opening the markets completely free to the world, you have some party constraints that dictate you not to take that step. And at that front, though you're convinced that in the better of the nation, you would want to really take a daring step, you are binded by the party agenda or a political constraint in not doing that. I think the very first thing that we really emphasize upon is when you work for Bharat Punarnirman Dal, you basically work for the country just using BPD as a platform. You keep the interest of the nation above anything else altogether, and this party will be sufficiently open-minded and sufficiently intellectual to understand what really contributes to the betterment of the country, and will not really put any biased constraints looking after the interests and the growth of the party. So that, I think, is a very holistic way of looking at the problem, and I really am confident that this kind of approach is going to work. So that is the second thing. Third thing is, we are trying to introduce a lot of reforms from the platform of our party that is going to make the democracy in India a lot more democratic. So if you look at the demographic statistics, the country is very young. At the moment, India is a very young country. We have nearly 60% population below the age of 35. But then if you look at the political representation, it's not really matching to this kind of statistic. Yeah. So we really want to make sure that when you define eligibility criteria for a person to be a representative at any level, whether it is a local body, whether it is an assembly or a parliament, there have to be more stringent conditions to make sure that you really get the right set of people into politics. Now, this is not happening today simply because the entire political system has lost a lot of its credibility. So today, there may be a professor at a very good university in India who is really intellectually capable to take the lead and, bring a good amount of change if he is made the representative of the people. But then he really doesn't want to come and contest elections simply because he finds a lot of dirt in the political system, and he doesn't see any credibility to the existing political system. So what we are trying to do is we want to restore the credibility to the political system, and we want to institutionalize politics in such a manner that people feel very easy to participate in the political system actively. So that's the second thing. And the last thing is that even though there is encouragement for good people to come and join active politics in a few other organizations, the entry-level barrier is very high, whether it is with respect to resources or with respect to the popularity or with respect to the quantum of money that goes into politics these days. The accessibility of politics is very, very, limited. So what we are trying to do is we are trying to bring down the entry-level barrier to the best extent possible, and our other ambition is to make sure that political system or the politics in general is very, very accessible to each and every deserving candidate in this country.